Almost. Okay. So, this is our first meeting of this design project. And I'd like to show you the agenda for the meeting. I don't know if it was sent round to all of you.
I didn't receive
anyway,
it yet.
This is the plan for today's meeting is firstly just to introduce the project briefly, although I'm sure you've actually got some of the information already. Then the main purpose is to so that we get to know each other a little bit more. Then we want to practice using some of the tools that we'll be using during the course of the design project and the meetings. Specifically the whiteboard over there. Then we need to go through the specifics of our project plan and discuss, come up with some preliminary ideas about it. And then that's it. So we've got 25 minutes to do that. That's until 11:25. So any questions?
Not at this point.
Not at this point. So this is our project. What we're aiming to do is to create a new remote control for a television. We want it to be something original, something trendy, and also something user-friendly. So it has to be quite intuitive that people are able to use this product. The method that we're going to use to complete the project, that has three components as such. There's the functional design of the remote control. We're going, the way we'll do that, I think, is to work individually initially and then come together for meetings to work on that. Similarly, with the conceptual design, we'll start off by working individually with our own expertise on our own laptops, and then we'll bring what we've done together. And then the detailed design will come after that. We'll pull it all together.
I'm a bit confused about what's the difference between the functional design and conceptual design. Is it just more detail, as I understand it?
I think we're talking the functional design is more your area of things where you'll be. We want to look at what functions we need in the remote control and
right.
what specific things it has to do. But the conceptual design is. Perhaps bigger than that, and includes the
how
people are
how
going
it
to
will
use
be done.
It and that kind of thing.
So, where do we identify the components of our product? I think it's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the. It's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the components of our product.
I think we'll start. That initially with the functional design
okay.
already, but then, yeah. Okay, so that's just a brief overview of the project itself. What I'd like us to do now is simultaneously introduce ourselves and start using some of the tools that we're using for the project. Specifically, the whiteboard. So, each person in turn, I'd like us to go up to the whiteboard, the pen's just underneath it there, and draw your favourite animal, and then tell everyone what your favourite characteristics of that animal are. And while you're doing that, tell us your name, what your role is and perhaps how your animal relates to the role that you're taking in this project.
Why are you looking at me?
Would you like to go first?
Do I have a choice? Okay. Oh, things falling everywhere.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Put them in pockets.
Cool.
You don't have to hurry, we've got plenty of time.
So, my name's Kat, and I'm really not very good at this whole drawing malarkey. Okay.
It's got no eyes.
Oh, good point. Oh, the eyes always ruin it. Right, okay, what do the rabbit's eyes like? Okay, cool. This is a rabbit.
Yeah, well, originally at first I thought it was going to be cat.
Yeah, I don't think it's furry enough, so we'll
I understand now, yeah.
I can see by the ears.
Yeah.
Okay, right, it's a fluffy rabbit. Blue. Rabbits don't come in blue, but you know. Okay, and I like it because it's small. And it's fluffy. And one day you'll be able to genetically modify them and they will come in pink. Okay,
excellent. And what's your role within the team?
I am the I need my notebook. Top banana. Thank you. Okay, cool. I am the marketing expert. I'm going to be doing the, apparently, according to the little guy on the computer that knows everything, the user requirements specification of the functional design, trend watching in the conceptual design, and product evaluation in the detailed design.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
And more about yourself? You're from?
I'm from Leicester. Mm-hmm. Second year. What else do you want to know? I like sport. aerobics, kickboxing, spinning.
But not with rabbits.
Not with rabbits, no. And vets, I like vets as well. And I like cocktails, especially pink ones. Okay.
Cool. Excellent. To match the rabbit.
Okay, so my name is Marika. Where's the pen? Okay.
There's a, and if you have not enough room, there's an eraser there and you can rub
it. Yeah, well, or I can make it smaller. So I'm the interface designer in this project, and my favorite animal, I'm not so sure because I'm not so very familiar with all kinds of animals, but I do like dogs. Oh, sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said it beforehand. But well, there are different kinds of dogs, but okay.
That's not bad at all.
It looks like a dog.
Okay.
It's a bit more impressive than my rabbit. I think it needs four legs if it's going to walk.
Yeah, maybe it has some colourful patches.
But the other legs are on the other side.
I do like dogs because they are good friends to people and they are loyal. Well, as compared to some other animals like cats, they are really much more fun because they are not so independent. Yeah, maybe the fact that they protect their home as well. Yeah. What it has to do with my role in the project is hard to say. I hope to be loyal to the project and not to let people doing similar projects know the details of our project or something. Yeah.
And where are you from?
I'm from Estonia.
Estonia.
Yep. So is there anything else you'd like to know? Oh, right, my roles. So in the different stages of the design, so at first I will be responsible for designing the technical functions of the remote control. Then in the conceptual design stage, I need to come up with interface concept, and then in the last stage, I will be responsible for the for the user interface design. Okay, that's it.
I'll rub the features. I'll let the drawings stay. Okay, my name is Gaurav. My favorite animal, one of my favorite animals is a cow. I've got no idea how to draw a cow.
Good luck.
This is going to be...
They're not just like a big round body and then some really skinny legs and then just some horns.
Okay, so let me draw the body first. Big round body, skinny legs. And they've got a long tail. And a long face.
It's eating.
It looks like Eeyore.
And there is some grass there.
Yeah.
So this is what I like about... That
horns,
they just keep sitting
horns.
There eating grass. They do not disturb anybody. They are kind of Buddhist in a way. So yeah, I like cows. My role in the project is the industrial designer. So I'm supposed to design all the details of the product. How it works and whatever it'll take during the functional role, what are the various functions that have to be performed by it, during the conceptual design, what are the various components of it, and finally, I'm not too sure what was the last part, the detailed design, I guess it will again be the identification of the components and how they integrate with each other. I'm from India. I'm doing my PhD in psycholinguistics. I sit at the Department of Psychology. Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Right, now it's my turn, obviously. Okay,
that doesn't look
space.
Like a cow.
It looks very, very cute.
Yeah, I like the cow. I'm
yeah.
Jen.
Mm-hmm.
I like dogs too, but I can't do that already because I can't draw a dog as well as you can. I like...
Is that a lizard?
No way.
Wow.
It's a gecko.
Oh, a gecko. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Is are they also like lizards or are they?
Yeah,
yeah, they are
a kind of lizard.
Mm-hmm.
And I like geckos because they remind me of warm places.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And where I was living in Cambodia, they used to live in my house and they were on the ceiling and they would make little gecko noises.
Mm-hmm. I hope you don't like snakes, do you?
I don't like snakes. I come
okay.
from Australia and we have nasty snakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from. Australia. I'm from Melbourne. And I'm your project manager for today. And my role is basically to keep things going and make sure that you all work together in a productive way so that by the end of the day we come up with a great product.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
see what's next in the PowerPoint presentation. So
if
I've
you
just
right
thought,
click
yeah,
on
I've
it
just
you
thought about this that we could even put it much more professionally. As there we go. Okay, so this is the overall budget for our project. We've got we're planning to sell these remote controls for, let's make that go away. That means we've got 5 minutes. We're planning to sell the remote controls for €25 each. And with that, we're aiming for a profit of €50 million. And that's selling them on the international market, not just in the UK. So to do that, our finance people estimate that we need production costs of maximum €12.5 so that we can reach that profit target. So that's something to keep in mind while you're designing. Okay. This is, let me just skip ahead to see that's the last thing. Okay. We've only got a couple of minutes. Does anyone have any first ideas to bounce around about what we're thinking of this?
I'm just wondering whether there is like any special feature that we want to have want this remote control have as opposed to the already existing ones.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably something that it's best if we take away with us, but if we all have a think when we go away from the meeting, what specific things could be included in this remote control that
I think in the beginning one thing was that was mentioned was that it should be trendy, user friendly and original. So I think your point is relevant as far as the originality is concerned, that we should provide some features that are quite unique
something
to this.
Something new.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and the other things that they've made, and I like put down some like inspirational words like that I got from looking at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So the motto is we put the fashion in electronics, and so it's something that is sleek and stylish but is still functional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm kind of thinking, you know, like those phones that they have, the new generation ones where they don't actually have any buttons on them and stuff like that.
All right.
You know, so something heading towards that, so it's not overly. I mean, I don't know what most of the buttons do on my remote control, so I figure how many do you need, you know?
Mm-hmm. So perhaps some sort of menu based thing or.
Something that's a little less crowded than this. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, theoretically, you can do all kinds of things with your TV, right?
Yeah.
But what do most people do? They turn it on, they watch certain specified channels.
Yeah.
You know, and then they turn it off again.
There is a lot of functionality in there that is not used 90% of the time, but
so
will be used 10% of the time.
There's no need to have buttons on it to do that. Maybe to do.
It could be one button for a menu or something if you really
and
need
then
to go
use
and
do. So if you're the kind of sad case that knows how your remote control works, then, you know, that's fine and you can do it on the screen rather than everybody else having to have those buttons, which is confusing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because, like, if you look at the train, it's just very, like, there's no extra bits on it, the train on the website. I don't know if
I
you
haven't
can put
had
it
a
up
look
on
yet.
The thing.
Yep.
But it is just, like, a long, like, thing used for moving people, but it looks really pretty, too.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Right.
Any other immediate thoughts before we move along?
We can aim for, I mean, we can think about all these little things, but we can aim for something that gives a high battery life. Although I don't think that it's a huge problem for remote controls anyway, battery life. Every now and then you need to replace the batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even though it has to be original, we shouldn't go like too far away from the usual ones, because otherwise the new users will just have a lot of problems with learning.
So it should kind of fit in as well.
It's like those fancy websites.
Stereotype of a
that you can't access because you have no idea how to get in. But the designers thought they were great. Okay, so we need to wrap it up now so that we can go away and get on with some of this. We've got another meeting in 30 minutes, so you'll be getting specific instructions once you go back to your workspace. But basically, you're looking at the working design.
Right.
You're looking at the technical functions design. And for you, it's the user requirements specification, like you said at the start. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
I'll see you in half an hour.
See you.
Carry the laptops back again. Do we need to unplug things? Probably.